It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for May 29th.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's word is inroad, spelled I-N-R-O-A-D. Inroad is a noun that means an advance or penetration, often at the expense of someone or something, usually used in the plural. It can also mean a sudden hostile incursion or a raid. Here's the word used in a sentence from Reuters by John Reville. Swatch Group on Thursday reported its first annual loss since the early days of the Swiss watchmaker almost 40 years ago, as the COVID-19 pandemic shuttered shops and smartwatches made inroads into the market. The term inroad is a combination of in and road, both of which are pretty mundane as far as words go, but the first and oldest meaning of inroad hints at a meaning of road other than the way for traveling one. Beginning back in the days of Old English, road referred to an armed hostile incursion made on horseback. The term raid comes from this use of road, and also formerly specified incursions on horseback. Road has lost all of its former violent connotations, and inroad is shedding its connotations as well. While inroads are often made at the expense of someone or something, they are at times simply advances, as when an artist is said to be making inroads into a community. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.